Kath Astron samen met, of niet samen met, Kid Millions samen met Colin Marston. Tezamen zijn ze Kath Astron. En je hoort het nummer Space Like Infinity van op Unlike Reality. Dan zijn we aanbeland bij het laatste blok van ongeveer een half uur. En dat is eigenlijk volledig gewijd aan White Boy Scream. White Boy Scream. We hebben een interview gedaan met de zangeres, met Michaela Tobin. White Boy Scream toeren momenteel doorheen Europa als een trio met Rhea Fowler op gitaar en Adam Starkopf op drum. Hun vorige plaat, Bakunawa, stond eigenlijk heel hoog in onze eindejaarslijst. Was een postkoloniale studie van de Filipijnen, verpakt als een noise opera. Michaela Tobin heeft ook een achtergrond als operazangeres, klassiek getraind. En we waren vooral eigenlijk heel benieuwd hoe dat ze die klank van die plaat zouden omzetten naar een optreden in een meer rocksetting in Café Central in Brussel.
It's been an interesting transition, a long time coming, where I combine my operatic training with extended vocal techniques mixed with rock, punk, metal genres of vocals. It's taxing. I have to really take care of my voice. And on this tour especially, it's been an interesting experience coming all the way from the States and having to kind of switch between those.
I believe about 24 hours ago you tweeted something about a certain regimen you have to keep
yes.
up to maintain your voice. You mentioned going to bed early.
Yes.
And steaming
yes.
twice a day. I get both of those, but then you also mentioned eating raw garlic.
Yes.
How does that work?
My collaborator, dear friend, who is also a vocal artist, Carmina Escobar. She's from Mexico City. I was talking with her because I got, I blew my voice out from the travel, from the exhaustion, like the second night we arrived. And so she told me, you have to eat raw garlic. That's going to help with inflammation. So the raw garlic helps with inflammation because my whole immune system went shh. And then the voice is so sensitive because it's embedded in the body. So you have to take care of it. So the first 9 days of our tour, not tonight, because now I have a break after this show, so I can stay up later, but I was doing the raw garlic, my vitamins. I have a personal steamer that takes inflammation down because travel is very hard on the body. And so you have to work extra hard to take care of the voice. You can't necessarily go party after every show, especially the older you get. In your 20s? Yes. But I'm not in my 20s anymore.
You are active as a musician under a number of different personas.
Mm-hmm.
You write operas yourself. You
yes.
also perform in them as a singer. And how does White Boy Scream fit into that whole plethora of different personas you have?
That's a great question. White Boy Scream started first. And then for a long time, I separated the opera from this noise project. And in the last 5 years, I've started to break down those walls. And I started to make experimental opera using the experimental textures, noise, drone, field recordings, feedback, and incorporating those into large-scale performances. And so now, the most recent opera, because of the pandemic, I made into a film. But I am currently, after this tour, jumping into writing the next opera that will be the sequel to Bakunawa. And that will be a site-specific performance in Los Angeles in different locations outside. And that will premiere next year mm-hmm. in the spring.
One of the things, something that I wanted to clear up, the project called Opera of the Scorched Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the upcoming one?
That is Apalaki, Opera of the Scorched Earth. Apalaki was a track off of Bakunawa. Apalaki is the pre-colonial god of sun and war. in the Philippines. So where Bakunawa leaves off, Apulaki will start. And it is an opera about diaspora. Apulaki is displaced from the Philippines by Spanish colonizers and lands in the middle of the Mojave Desert, which is the huge desert in Southern California. And he begins, or they begin, a pilgrimage around the land to find a new home. And so it's a conversation, it opens up conversation about settler colonialism, because I want to talk about whose land in the States we are actually settled on, which is stolen land from indigenous Native American tribes. But also, so many of us are there because of colonization and displacement ourselves. So how do we digest that? And so I'm using experimental opera as a lens to examine that dynamic.
Voilà, Michaela Tobin van White Boy Scream. Ja, op de achtergrond hoor je het mooie Brussel. We hebben haar geïnterviewd op een terrasje in een straat waar het niet zo heel erg druk was. Maar ja, er reden toch af en toe wel pizzacouriers en dergelijke voorbij. Dus ja, je kan ook een heel klein beetje de mensen van de andere tafeltjes horen. Maar het is nog wel beluisterbaar. Dat was deel 1 van ons interview. We hebben nog 2 stukken. En we gaan eerst ook nog naar een beetje muziek luisteren. Deze komt van op een samenwerking tussen 2 labels. Ark Mountain heet die. Death Bomb Ark langs de ene kant en Houseu Mountain langs de andere. En labels van de ene stal werden dan gekoppeld aan artiesten van de andere stal. En in dit geval is het White Boy Scream samen met Fire Tools. Air fryer. White Boy Scream samen met Fire Tools Air Fryer. Daarnet hoorde je Michaela Tobin vertellen over haar achtergrond als operazangeres. Ook over haar plaat van, ik denk 2 jaar geleden, Bakunawa. Maar tijdens een optreden zondag in Café Central in Brussel verwerkte ze er ook 2 nieuwe songs in, protestsongs, geschreven door gitariste Ria Fowler samen met Michaela Tobin.
We wrote those songs. Well, we wrote Bad Apples, which is about talking about the police brutality specifically against Black Americans. It's a very important conversation that's going on in the United States. I can't speak to the conversation that's happening in Europe, but we wrote that as a response to the sickness of police brutality in the United States and the killing of Black men specifically. And so that's what Bad Apples is. And then Elijah Rhea wrote, not specifically for White Boy Scream, it was a song she wrote that kind of morphed into, we decided to incorporate it into the set because it's dedicated to Elijah McClain, who was an unarmed Black man that was killed by the police a couple years back, and he also was a violinist, and so Rhea felt really inspired to write a lamentation for him, and we just feel it's really important to talk about these issues in our sets.
Your most recent record is the one or the cassette with Rhea Fowler,
yeah.
The cover covers. During the set today, you also played a cover of Rage Against the Machine.
Yes, we did. Same theme.
Is that also on the cassette?
Yes. So the cassette, Rhea and I had the idea last year to make a covers album because after we made the film, we wanted to make another record, and we said, let's make a covers album. What are some songs that we really want to cover? What are bands that are important to us in our adolescence that we want to reframe and honor? So the record, How It Feels, we are covering Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, and then we cover Bullets with Butterfly Wings by Smashing Pumpkins. We cover Needle in the Damage Done by Neil Young. And we cover Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine. And then we end the album with a pretty straightforward cover of Nina Simone's I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. We wanted to take the listeners on a journey, a spiritual journey of all of the things, all of the kind of issues that plagued us during the pandemic, and really honor Nina Simone's spirit, because as we all know, she is one of the most epic, important activist musicians of our time. And so that was what we decided to do with the record. It starts with a quote, an excerpt from Nina Simone, and it ends with a cover of her song. And I hope that we do it justice. We're really proud of the record. Right now, it's only available on tour from us in person in Europe. We haven't released it in the States at all, not even the track list. So you are actually the first interview to have the full track list. Yeah.
We've already talked about one of your bandmates, Rhea Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
The other person in the band is Adam Sarkoff.
Yes.
How did you meet each other musically?
So, really great. Rhea, Adam, and I actually went to high school together. We went to the Los Angeles County High School for the Arts. So we met way back when. And Rhea and I have remained very close friends through all these years. We only in the last 3 years started writing together. And it just clicked. And I started running into Adam. Adam lived in New York for a while, and then he lived in the Bay Area. And then I started running into him at shows in LA, and I started running into him at experimental music shows. And I always knew he was a great drummer. But when I saw him and he said, I'm back in LA and I'm hungry to make music, I snagged him right up because, as you know, a good drummer that's not in a million bands is so hard to find. So I'm just so grateful that Adam said yes to coming on this tour with us and playing on that record. And it's great because we have known each other for so long. We all are from, born and raised in Los Angeles County. It feels like family. And I think you can see that in the music and hear it.
Ja, dat is best wel cool eigenlijk, als je het zo hoort. Ja, eigenlijk een vriendengroepje van tijdens het middelbaar. Dan elk hun eigen weg gegaan. En nu, decennia later, terug samengekomen. En het klikt eigenlijk net zoals vroeger. Ja, de huidige line-up van White Boy Scream. Ze vertelden daarnet trouwens ook over die cassette met covers. Waarvan ze er een aantal heeft gespeeld tijdens het concert in Brussel, zondag. We hebben die cassette ook bemachtigd. En we gaan er daar eentje uit spelen. Het heeft de tracklist verteld. Wel, we gaan het laatste nummer spelen. Die cover van Nina Simone. I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel To Be Free van White Boy Scream.
I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. I mean, really, no fear. If I could have that half of my life, no fear. Lots of children have no fear. That's the closest way, that's the only way I can describe it. That's not all of it, but it is something to really, really feel.
White Boy Scream. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free van op die cassette, How It Feels. Die wordt dus exclusief tijdens hun Europese tournee verkocht. Je kan hem nergens anders vinden. Michaela Tobin, actief in White Boy Scream als operazangeres. Ze schrijft momenteel ook aan die nieuwe opera. Apolaki gaat volgend jaar in première gaan. Maar daarnaast is ze ook actief binnen Howlspace. Maar wat is dat nu precies?
Another thing I wanted to ask is, you are one of the co-founders of Howlspace.
Yes.
What is Howlspace?
Ooh, you did some digging. So Howlspace is my voice studio in Los Angeles with my dear friend, collaborator, cosmic sister, amazing artist, vocalist, composer, Carmina Escobar. She and I met at CalArts. She actually was my teacher first when I was there getting my master's in 2016. And then we became, after I finished my degree, we became close. We are also roommates. And over the pandemic, we said, you know, our teaching philosophies are so similar, yet our practices are actually very different. And we complement each other so well. And so we decided to create a voice studio called Howlspace. We take a very holistic approach to the voice. We coach everyone from beginners to professionals to people that, you know, want to learn just how to speak to people that are, you know, touring internationally as well. And we, our passion is helping people find their voices and empowering people through connecting them to their bodies to really establish an embodied connection to vocal technique and to spirit, because it is all one and the same. The voice is an instrument of empathy, and we all carry so much trauma in our voices, and it is a map of our identity. So our mission is to unravel that and show it to people and get people to really enjoy the sound and the feeling of their own voices resonating in their bodies.
The Bakunawa came out on the label Death Bomb Arc.
Yes.
How did you end up there?
Death Bomb Arc, Brian Miller is an old friend of mine. I met him through the band Clipping. My ex is one of the members of that band, and I toured with them briefly. I was a voice coach for David Diggs, the rapper of that band, on one of their tours, and they were really integral in supporting the project in its early stages, and they sent my record to Brian, and he loved it, and Brian has been such a huge advocate of the project, and is not just like a label head, but also someone I can go to for advice. And he's just amazing. And shout out to Brian. You're the best. We love Death Bomb Arc. He's really one of the few label heads that is just about the underground. He so authentically wants to support experimental underground music and bring it to people. And I just adore him for that, and I'm forever in gratitude. There's an interesting line for me between, especially in this music, where it is so precious, but not precious at all. And I think that's why I love free improvisation, because free improvisation enabled me to free my voice and free my body in a way that classical music was very inhibiting. I love the discipline of classical music. I'm very grateful for my training, but it wasn't until I stepped away from that practice that I was into experimentation that I actually felt connected to my voice and felt like I had agency over my instrument and felt like I was an artist and not just a talking head on stage. And not everyone feels that way that performs opera, certainly, but just for my own identity, it was very freeing. And I didn't realize what I was missing until I saw a colleague, Anna Luisa, I'll circle back to her. She did an experimental opera in which she did a deconstructed version of a Filipino lullaby. And I saw her perform that, and I burst into tears. And I realized in that moment what I had been missing from the classical music canon all those years of my training. I'd never seen my grandparents' story on stage anymore. And that moment was a life-changing moment for me. I talk about it in a lot of interviews, but I have to because I think it's important for other artists that are young to realize, like, you have to make the thing that you see that's missing in the world. Fill the void. Because we need it. And a lot of people won't know they need it until they see it. And that is the experience that I'm just always trying to create for others when I perform, and for myself too when I create. You know, every new project I ask myself, what's missing, what's pissing me off.
Voilà, Michaela Tobin van White Boy Scream. Afgelopen zondag speelde ze in Café Central. En volgend jaar komt haar opera Abolaki dus uit. En natuurlijk ook nog veel muziek, dat kunnen we ook van haar verwachten. Dat was het voor onze uitzending voor vandaag. We gaan eruit met nog een heel lang nummer. We gaan eruit met Bakunawa van op die plaat van White Boy Scream.
Perles ng silangan. Perlas ng kalangitan, kapag ikay pinag-ari ko, may pag-asa ba ako sa liwanag? Perlas ng silangan, perlas sa kalangitan, ako si Bakunawa, satakupin ko ang akin. Bakunawa, Bakunawa, sabik sa ilaw, Bakunawa, mula sa kailaliman ng dagat, tumakas sa kagabihan. Perlas ng silangan, perlas ng kalangitan, kapag ikay pinag-ari ko, may pag-asa ba ako sa liwanag? Perlas ng silangan, perlas sa kalangitan, ako si Bakunawa, satakupin ko ang akin. Bakunawa, Bakunawa, sabik sa ilaw, Bakunawa, mula sa kailaliman ng dagat, tumakas sa kagabihan. Perlas ng silangan, perlas ng kalangitan, kapag ikay pinag-ari ko, may pag-asa ba ako sa liwanag? Perlas ng silangan, perlas sa kalangitan, ako si Bakunawa, satakupin ko ang akin. Bakunawa, Bakunawa, sabik sa ilaw, Bakunawa, mula sa kailaliman ng dagat, tumakas sa kagabihan.
Thank you.
Perles ng silangan, perles ng kalangitan. Kapag ikay pinag-ari ko, may pag-asa ba ako sa liwanag? Perles ng silangan, perles sa kalangitan. Ako si Bakunawa, sa takupin ko ang akin. Bakunawa, Bakunawa, sabik sa ilaw. Bakunawa, mula sa kailaliman ng dagat. Tumakas sa kagabihan.
Was für eine Aussage?
Porque el sufrir que me tocaba lo he agotado. Lo que me queda por vivir será en tus brazos. bajo la tibia sensación de tu mirada. Entre palabras que yo sé que ya se han dicho, que tú al decirlas me parecen renovadas. ¿Cuánto me queda? Yo no sé, ni me interesa descubrirlo. Si es mucho o poco, no lo sé. Solo me importa que hará hielo, que era todo mi delirio. Lo que me queda por vivir está en tus manos, está en tu ser, está en tu fe, en tu sonrisa. Lo que me queda por vivir es solo el tiempo que tú le puedas dedicar a nuestra dicha. Solo me importa que hará hielo, que era todo mi delirio. Lo que me queda por vivir está en tus manos, está en tu ser, está en tu fe, en tu sonrisa. Lo que me queda por vivir es solo el tiempo que tú le puedas dedicar a nuestra dicha. Que tú le puedas dedicar a nuestra dicha.
image of the poets in the breeze. Canadian geese are flying above the trees. A mist is hanging gently on the lake. My house is very beautiful at night. My friend and teacher occupies a spare room. He's dead, at peace at last, the wandering Jew. Other friends had put stones on his grave. He was the first great man that I had ever met. Sylvie and I got out our Ouija board to dial a spirit across the room it soared. We were happy and amazed at what we saw. Blazing stood the proud and regal name Delmore. Delmore, I missed all your funny ways. I missed your jokes and the brilliant things you said. My dead list to your bloom was such a